This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM. And you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. Good to see you in the void again tonight. As I'm sure you can tell, I'm kind of obsessed with that late 70s, early 80s, grainy, slightly out of tune synthesizer vibe. Synthesizers were something I kind of shunned for years. I kind of looked at them as like a lazy musical tool. Can seem that way to someone who doesn't play synthesizer. They just see this miraculous, I should say, they hear these miraculous sounds coming out of someone who's playing a keyboard. Now, I've never really heard someone compare or describe a piano player as lazy, or someone who plays a harpsichord, or a typical analog keyboarded instrument that has one function. A synthesizer, because it does so many things and have been used to replace horns and strings and other things. They kind of got this lazy sort of rap. I grew up in the 90s where the music culture had this, for the most part, had this disgust for mainstream 80s music. which was obviously littered with cheap-sounding synthesizers. The Yamaha DX7 is the sound that defines the 80s for someone like me. The bells and the electric piano sounds that Herbie Hancock kind of brought to the fold. But I always liked Brian Eno. Brian Eno is famous as being probably one of the heaviest users of the DX7. But I didn't know that's what he was using. I thought he was using something else. I didn't even think about it because it didn't sound like a synthesizer all the time. It sounded more analog when it wasn't. It was purely digital. So as you learn, as you experience, as you go through life, you realize that, you know, synthesizers and other things, anything, has a different impact as you get to understand it. So, yeah, that was kind of my nod to that. And what kind of woke me up to it was a film director, a guy by the name of Panos Cosmato. And he's not very famous yet. Maybe he'll never will be. I'm not sure. He's only made 2 movies that I know about. And he's got 1 TV show he helped direct recently. He typically leans into the horror genre. His movies are called Beyond the Black Rainbow and Mandy. Mandy is one of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies. If you dig Nicolas Cage's acting and what he can bring to cinema, and you like a movie full of music like that with grainy nostalgia, check out the movie Mandy. And there was a TV show released around Halloween this year on Netflix called The Cabinet of Curiosities, which was produced by Guillermo del Toro, who's also one of my favorite horror fantasy directors. And the second last episode of the season was directed by this guy, Panos Cosmato, and it just filled with this wonderful, slightly out of tune, analog whirling synthesizer type sounds. So, you know, that's just about what I opened with. This has got nothing to do with the show tonight. Tonight, I've been feeling the krautrock experimental vibe. And that's where I'm going to take you. Krautrock is just that German psychedelia that was happening back in the late 60s, more in the early 70s. And it's very open-ended. Bands like Kraftwerk are considered krautrock, which I don't get that, because it doesn't sound like krautrock to me, but it's German and it's spacey, it's out there. But no Kraftwerk tonight. We're going to start off with a band called N-E-U. And this is one of their most approachable songs. The song is called Sea Land, and it's off their album New 75. Thank you. Up next, we're going to go with the German experimental krautrock outfit, Agitation Free. They're one of the premier krautrock bands. They interacted with Tangerine Dream, Guru Guru, Imandul. They're all part of that German orgiastic love fest of psychedelic experimental space rock. Their albums are inspired by Egyptian music and Greek and Cypriot. They even performed at the 1972 Munich Olympics. They've been influences on the Grateful Dead. You know, they're right up there with Ashra Temple. So, without further ado, this is from their album Second, and the song is called Layla, Part 2. Thank you. Sealand by New. So up next, we're going to go with a less known krautrock outfit. They're called AR and Machines. This is from their fourth album called AR4. And the song is called Höllenforscher and Vulgarmenschen, which apparently translates to cave explorers and birdmen. It's good stuff. Thank you. next, we're going with a bizarre krautrock sort of outfit that is probably as unknown, or if not more so, than A R the Machines. This is a band that doesn't really exist, and it exists due to sort of a deception. Deception. That's probably the best description. So, when psychedelic drugs and psychedelic music and krautrock and prog rock and jazz fusion were all kind of intermingling together, I don't know how well known it was at the time, but it's become well known that a lot of these musicians used to like to perform and compose under the influence of psychedelics. And there's this producer who really enjoyed recording musicians under the influence of psychedelics. So he invited a handful of mostly unknown, very professional, very good, like studio musicians to gather together and play at this party that they were having in a studio. And for payment, they got some high test, very pure psychedelic drugs, presumably LSD or some variant of it like that. And everything they were doing was being recorded, unbeknownst to them. Or if they knew, they didn't realize it was going to be used in this fashion. So this producer took this music, made up a name of the band, the Cosmic Jokers, and released 3 or 4 albums under that name. And it wasn't until one of the members of this band, unbeknownst to him, was at a record store, just perusing, and he heard himself playing music on a recording he'd never heard before. And that's when a lawsuit started, which was won, to kind of shut this down. But thankfully, the music still exists. It's not as easy to find as going to a record store and buying a record, but this is the remnants of the thievery of psychedelia. So again, this is the Cosmic Jokers, and this is off the album Galactic Supermarket, and this is Galactic Supermarket Part 1. Thank you. Next, we're going to go with the band that's probably credited the most with creating krautrock. These guys have a song actually called krautrock, where a lot of people argue when the genre label got attached. Some people give it to a journalist, some people give it to Faust. So this is Faust. This is off their fourth album. And the song is called Just a Second. Starts like that.
Thank you.
And as we continue our rabbit hole journey through Croat Rock, I'm going to sidestep a little bit here for a second. Just a second. For two reasons. One reason, mandatory Mike Patton. The other reason, I got to mention I released a new album again. I'm on a bit of a tear right now, and I'm maybe halfway through it. Because who knows where this goes? Because I don't stop writing music. I just keep making it, and I keep writing it, and I keep recording it. And I get into a flow sometimes where the writing, recording, production, composing of music happens simultaneously. And why wouldn't it? You know, why not strike when the iron's hot? Inspiration is like lightning in a bottle. And if you record that, you get some of the best stuff, some of the weirdest stuff. So I got an album I released on Saturday. It's still coming out in streaming platforms today. I hope, as been happening with the station recently, that they're going to feature me in half an hour after I'm done doing this show. I shouldn't say that. Maybe that sounds kind of presumptuous. It's been happening, and I hope it happens again. So this new album is called Everything. And if you are a fan or you've listened to my discography up to this point, the first album I ever released was called Forever. And it was a concept that is hard to explain. So like Forever, Everything is about the grand scope of the ineffable, the invisible tapestry of the unyielding geometry that stitches our reality together, protecting us, holding us, shielding us, trapping us, hiding the true sense of reality from us. What holds it up? Is it our minds? Is it our senses? Is it nature? Some alien force? God? We battle with this constant awareness of the end, the void, the place we spend forever, where we were before we're born, where we go after we die, where everything goes. This album is a meditation. Every track is like an unfolding chrysanthemum, a fractal journey inward, the exploration of self, consciousness, and what it means to be alive. It's a three-part album, and so far I've released volume one, but it's meant to be explored and experienced as a whole. But I understand that most people don't have the time or will to listen to 3.5 hours of music in one sitting. But the adventurous, the brave, the undaunted, I invite them to try. On some late Friday night, or whenever you have an evening to devote, meditate, place yourself in an altered state. Surrender and voyage through my mind and yours for a musical journey that you will soon not forget. I hope, anyway. So I'm probably not going to play any tonight, even though it kind of has a Croat Rock vibe to it. I wouldn't want to spoil the thunder of CKMS playing an hour's worth of who knows what by who, and hopefully a little bit of that. And nothing's worse than hearing the same song twice in an hour. But coming up soon, we're going to do a show after I've released all these albums featuring my songs. I also want to do a show that features sound design, where it's all about synthesizers. Maybe examples of other sound design I admire, or just me for an hour playing my synths, overlapping and arpeggiating and sequencing and talking about what it is I'm doing to maybe give you an appreciation for sound design if you don't already have it, and if you do, maybe amplifying it a bit. So as we do our Mike Patton left turn here, not so far left, because, I mean, Mike Patton always has a place on this show, as I'm sure you know. So this is a song off of Mr. Bungle's, was their last album for 25 years until recently. It's their third album. It's called California. It was released back in, I think it was 99 or 2000. Now, the song is called Ars Moriendi. And it's just a typical, wonderful example of what Mr. Bungle is capable of. Huh. we're going with one of the other krautrock masters that's held up there with Faust. This band is called Can. And this album is probably considered by the public, Can's crowning masterpiece. I think Can would disagree, but who's to argue with the fans? So this is a song called Oh Yeah, off of Tagu Magoo.
Yeah.
that time again. The void, the void, the void is slowly dissolving away. And all these things that you've come to experience and enjoy and accept it as reality are leaving you. They're hiding from you. They're disappearing as its true nature shows itself. And these glowing orbs and waving lines, faces and images appear in the geometry and the fractal nature of everything and nothing. Infinite fields of undulating Juliets and Mandelbrots and Fibonaccis, coalescing, resembling, and hearkening towards everything. Any artistic notion, anything and everything intertwined and sort of inspiring. Artistic minds, consciousness, the difference between you and me, the difference between a coffee mug and a coffee pot. Those lines blur. They all become one. And you don't know what to think. Are your thoughts your own? Is free will even a thing? Where are we? What are we? Where are we? What is we? What is I? Just vibrations, energy, dust, dark matter and matter. Does it even matter? Anyway, up next to close the show, we're going to go with Inexus Quam and their song 2 off the album Osmos. Love from the Void. See you next week.